It's good times, great music, 2ST, the new romantics, it's what I like about you. It's 26 past 10, let's head into the kitchen.
Neighbors be home, daddy hoon, did I say do? Neighbors be home, there's their boot, boot, boot.
And from the bite-sized cooking kitchen, joining us as always, we've got Victoria Hansen. Victoria, good morning.
Hello, Nick, how are you?
I'm well, how are you today?
Fantastic, thank you.
Good to hear. How was your long weekend?
Oh, very nice. I had some friends here, so I ate and drank a lot.
Oh, good. Now, when Victoria Hansen had a long weekend, what kind of food celebration do we have?
Well, you know, I'm actually a very simple cook at home. I tend to go for roasts and steaks and things, and I love salad. I am a big salad eater, and I eat it all year round. I don't wait for summer, but I know a lot of people do. So I thought maybe today we'd talk a little bit about salad.
Perfect. Great idea. Now, it's heading into that kind of weather. Now, when I think salad, I think boy salad, and that is lettuce, some form of dressing.
Yep.
Maybe tomato,
yep.
and possibly onion. I can't go any further than that, Victoria. Are there some better ideas out there?
Look, there are. Look, you're not alone, Nick. I think a lot of people sort of think that. But I think if we think fruit and veg, then that is the basis of any salad. And the great thing about those, a lot of them work together. Now, for people who do tend to have that sort of stuckness in salad, like you do and a lot of others, what I suggest is you start with green. You can't go wrong if you just mix a whole lot of greens and look for the sorts of things that most people like. So all of the different sorts of lettuces. Herbs are fantastic chopped up fresh in salads. Asparagus, cucumbers, beans, anything like that. Start with green and then build on that and always use that as your base. I've always got those ingredients in my fridge and you can mix them up. There's so many different lettuces that we have available to us today. So you can choose any of those and then start to add other ingredients depending on what other things you want to add to it. So let's say, for example, you might want to add some pear, pork and blue cheese. What I then do is I also make up a basic dressing, my basic vinaigrette, which is lemon, olive oil, garlic, salt and pepper. Shake all of that up together. I keep it stored in the fridge so I've got lots of it on hand. And if I want to make a blue cheese salad, I would just add a little bit of blue cheese to those base ingredients. I would add a little bit of pear or apple because both go really well. And then some thinly sliced pork that I've either barbecued or even left over from the day before. And then I would melt a little bit of the blue cheese and add it to that salad dressing and shake it together. So I end up with a blue cheese dressing. So
that all sounds easy and spectacular to do. That actually sounds quite basic.
It is basic. It's simple. And I think if you keep in mind that you have these fundamentals in the fridge and you make up your dressing in advance, and I have about a litre always made up in my fridge with fresh lemon juice, then you can just vary it really, really easily. I mean, add a little bit of chicken to it, put a little bit of red wine vinegar to that same dressing, add a little bit of seeded mustard to that, and just drizzle that over the top with a little bit of tomato and a bit of beetroot, and then you've got another completely different salad.
It's easy to find out. Some more details, head to blackbookcooking.com. Victoria, as always, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
You've come up with some great ideas. That's further than the old iceberg lettuce in a bowl with a couple of additions. That's done well. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.